This is only.
It's just like,
that's the problem with. Yeah, so I guess we could talk about podcasting a little bit, because I've been wanting to.
Yeah.
Ever since, like, we started. Just the weird things that, like, you pick up, or, like, listening to yourself talk is weird in itself, right?
It's horrible.
I hate it.
Listening, yeah, to myself, try to carry on a conversation, like, and I can go back, like, so there was an episode that we did, and I thought it was, like, I did not feel good about it at all, right? And then I listened to it, and I was like, it doesn't come off as bad as I thought it was in my head, which is, I guess, is a good thing. Mm-hmm. But also, I realize how much I say, or my mannerisms, or, like, I say like, or,
yeah.
Or the biggest thing that pisses me off about myself, and I think it's a good thing outside of podcasting, right? So if, like, me and Andrew are having a conversation, or me and you are having a conversation, I want you to know that I'm listening, right? So, like, you're going on about whatever, about how you hate Chick-fil-A or whatever, and I'm like, yeah, right. I'll say right.
I'll do that too.
I want you to know I'm listening, bro. I'm not trailing off, or I'm not thinking about something else. But on podcasting, it's like, shut up, Luke. Just let Andy talk.
That was literally me the second episode, because I don't know how to edit anything. I listen to it, and, like, this is all new to me, too. Like, I'm not, like, this big engineer who knows how to, like, edit podcasts and stuff.
Go
like, I've literally thought about taking the file and sending it to somebody on Fiverr and having them do it for $10
mm-hmm.
to see if it's worth, you know, if it's worth me doing it and spending that however long. Because at the end, when I'm done editing, and this will make a full loop around, when I'm done editing, I'm like, I don't want to listen to this episode again, because I've already listened to it.
Yeah,
but I want to get the full effect of, like, when I cut things out and make whatever. So, like,
add
my editing.
Two chains.
Yeah, my editing process isn't really there. I just kind of learn on the fly. So, when I listened to myself, the second or third episode we did, all I heard was me just sniffling. I don't know if it's my microphone I have. It's because I have that really nice professional microphone. Just picked up every little, like, subtle little, like, and you just, when I'm listening to that, I literally cut out. You would blow up the fucking thing, and I would cut out just a little quarter of a second, little, like, every single time. And I'm like, I've done this 75 fucking times. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not doing it. So I just got lazier as I went on.
Mm. Yeah, but also, it's like, I never picked up on that. I think the average listener wanted. I mean, Alex said the same thing. He's like, dude, I'm
breathing. Yeah, I listened to our episode in A24. I was like, why am I like, we're not doing anything. Why am I breathing so heavy? And, I picked it up when we did when I was the guest on the A24
mm-hmm.
little segment that we had. It's like you could hear the bed creak because we were sitting on the, okay, so that sounds sus, but
we're sitting on the floor
and I was
twin bed, fucking legs crisscross.
We're sitting on our stomachs with our feet kicked up and we're talking, but yes, we're sitting on the floor recording it, and I'm leaned up against his bed, and it's every shift I have, the bed creaks. So it's you think about that, and then. Then I started drinking while doing podcasts, and all that went to hell. And
right,
and that's the thing.
And that's when I feel like it got more personal. It got more, we're doing this with our phones. We're doing this with an iPad in the garage on an old shitty card deck table. Like, or fucking, it makes it more personal. And I don't know, as a viewer or a listener, it ruins it. You know, if it makes it feel more personal, like, I could do this. You know,
I think it's more genuine. Like, one of the biggest things that, like, going into this, when we first talked about, like, doing a podcast, like, I wanted to be, like, really transparent, right? Like, just, like, we're hanging out, right? I don't want us to be weird. I don't want it to be, like, you have to think about what you're going to say. Like, there are certain things that we've said, or, like, me and Alex did an episode, or tried to do an episode, and it, like, totally went sideways. And it's, like, we can't release this,
right?
Maybe to, like, what we're talking about, like, maybe to some patrons or whatever, but maybe not even then.
Yeah.
But it's, like, there are certain things where I'm just like, no, like, this is how we talk, and, yeah, let's give nuance, right? Let's tell the people that don't know who we're talking about a little backstory, but for the most part, I want it to be grassroots feeling, you know? Like, we're not professionals, because we're not.
My biggest, like, when I first started getting on it as, like, the main guest, it was the first one we did, I felt afterwards, I was super unsure about it, because I felt it was very, like, after listening back to it, it felt very unnatural, I guess.
Yes.
Like,
right, because
because
I think you're like, okay, we're doing a podcast, we're talking, but there's also something recording me.
Yeah. Eventually, someone will be listening to this.
Right.
And so, yeah, like, how Luke and I talk normally was not a whole lot like that. But I also, like, I was kind of being cautious of what I said because, you know, there are people that listen to this that don't know me. And so...
You don't want to portray
it. I don't want to portray a bad image of myself. And also, it's like, if I get maybe a little too vulgar at times, it's like people won't want to listen. Yeah, it's like, right. So I got to definitely watch my mannerisms or whatever.
Like, I think what you said was good. Like, they don't know you enough to know that you don't really mean that.
Yeah.
You're just trying to incite, you know, whatever.
It was a joke or it was a funny little tidbit between, you know, a little inside joke between us.
Yeah.
It's basically and that's the thing, like, when me and Luke very first started talking about a podcast, we're like, we want to just have it be as organic and just as if it's a deep story about somebody, you know, we can always just talk about it. Yeah. And if we decide we need to take it out or it is too personal, we can cut it or bleep it or whatever we need to. We just need it to be as organic and just like we would normally talk if nothing was recording us off.
Yeah.
This makes it more peek behind the curtain in our personal life.
Yeah. And that's like what I really want to go for, but it's like trying to do that and accomplish that and traverse that is, I think, the difficult part. Because like there are so many interesting things that happen in my life, your life, Alex's life, where it's like, God, that'd be so good for other... Like, I think other people would enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Maybe just on face value as a story, but, like, maybe there's a meaning or, like, something that they could get out of it. But it's like, do I really want to tell people about this certain thing or this certain person in my life?
Well, I mean, and at that point, you have to look at it that it goes beyond, say, I doubt we're ever to this point, or possibly we'll never get to this point, but it's going to extend beyond just our group of friends who listen to it, our family.
Yes.
It might extend on to... somebody who doesn't really know us is just like, yeah, this is funny. I don't know these people personally.
Very true.
Can extend further on that even if one person's like, holy shit, that's funny, or I can relate to that. That's all you're going for. I mean, our friends are going to listen to it and our family's going to listen to it and stuff, but like people beyond that, the outer rim after that, that's the people we're like, is it worth them? Do you think they're going to get it and think it's funny and think it's too much or too little or whatever? So.
And that's the good thing about, I think, getting bigger.
Right.
As weird as it sounds, like Alex, very early on, Alex has guys that I've never met down in Texas, and he sent it to them or whatever, and I think one of them or maybe a couple of them listened to it, but it's just like the like idea of somebody that I've never met is now listening to me and does not know me and has never met me.
Right, it's like your guys' friends
weird.
That were on, Mark
exactly.
And whatever that guy's name was,
Austin,
that I have no idea who they are, I've never met them, and the fact that they've listened to me,
right?
I mean, I don't know if they listened to the early episodes because I haven't been on in a minute, but... if they listen to those early episodes, it's just weird. It's a weird feeling. It's kind of
My buddy John, who I work with and I'm really good friends with, he started listening. He started from episode one, and he's told me, he's just like, there's been times where I'm screaming at my truck while I'm driving in because like I want to make this point, but I can't because I'm not there. Mm-hmm. And he gave the compliment. He's like, it's a good podcast and it was very organic. And he says you have a great speaking voice for like podcast wise, and just like he goes, Andy's voice sounds very nice.
Well,
and
you.
So
thank
does Luke.
Jesus,
like, yeah. You guys both got like deep voices, and so it just like it's pleasant to the ear.
Right. Exactly. So. Here's a bunch of little sniffles here and there. It's like that How I Met Your Mother episode where you tell somebody the secret and like they don't really understand. And then once you bring it up, like glass shatters. Like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
Now how did I miss that?
Yeah.
So
sorry about that.
John, he listened to episode two and he texted me and was like, dude. He's like, Vegas Vacation, like, it's up there.
Right.
For sure. He's like, I was
about
number one. He's like, but it's definitely up there.
I was thinking about it last night before I was going to bed, which is a weird thing to think about. But I'm just like, it's so fucking good. There's not 1 minute of that movie. You're like, this is boring. I'm bored. It's a banger.
All the way through.
From the beginning to the very end. It's great.
Never seen it.
You made a comment, Harry Potter. He also hasn't
You've never seen
Harry Potter? Not one? You even read the books?
No. I tried to read the books in elementary school because... I was getting in trouble because I wasn't reading. Mm. And so my teacher was like, go to the library, pick out a decent book, come back, and you got to start reading. So I was like, okay. Went down and read Harry Potter, or I got Harry Potter. I came back, and she yelled at me for 5 minutes about how I was going to be unable to read Harry Potter, and it ruined the franchise for me. Every time I think about it, I just think about getting belittled in front of a class in fourth grade.
Yeah, that's traumatic.
And so, I think I've watched The Chamber of Secrets, which is the first one.
Yeah.
I think I've seen it on the second one. What's the first one? The Sorcerer's Stone. That's the one I've seen when they're like really young. And
that's the thing. I'm probably the worst guy to have a conversation about with Harry Potter is like, I like when they're like young and naive. They're like, we're doing Quidditch tournaments and we're goofing around the premises and we're doing all that. But when shit gets real, when Voldemort comes back to life, spoiler alert, spoiler alert. I didn't. That's why I was. Oh my god! Shit. I spoiled it earlier when I was talking about Voldemort's like his little.
Man, I could not tell you body. The least amount of drive I have to watch those movies at this point.
But when he comes back to life and like shit gets serious and like they start destroying Hogwarts and shit, yeah, I'm like,
the last three or four movies,
I'm like, no, I'm out. Like it's too serious. I want like Quidditch tournaments and this and that.
For sure, yeah. Like it loses that
the Christmas, you know, the feel of it, and they're all running around with Hagrid and shit.
Yeah.
Not, I don't want the serious like seriousness.
Yeah.
So I always watch until episode 4, and then I'm out.
I tuned into one, and it was like, however far through, and then a dude turned into a shark.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's happening?
Yeah, it's episode 4, because they took, I don't want to go too deep into the Harry Potter rabbit hole, but.
Yes, yes.
Episode 4, I mean, that's a good one.
Yeah, and okay, so
what's your favorite, actually? Mine's number 3.
Oh, Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yeah.
1,000%.
Oh, yeah. I think you'd like number 3. All
right.
I think you would like the movies. I mean, I don't know how you are with books.
See, I like to read, and I can read like a decent amount, but I have to be interested in the book. Like, if I can't like dive into the book, then I'll trail off in my mind.
Yeah.
Where like I just
I'm the same
and
way.
Then I got to reread the
I'm reading, but I'm like, okay, well, fuck it. I'm thinking about something else.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I'm like, I didn't catch that last two paragraphs.
Exactly. Like, and so there's only been a few books. There's one called High Heat, written by a guy named Carl Duker, who it's a baseball movie about a kid whose dad dies and was part of like the mob and shit. And great book. And I've read that front to back probably 4 times in my life.
Wow.
And then same author, he wrote a book named Runner about a kid who starts running drugs and he just jogs and that's how he does it. And yeah, read that book 3 to 4 times front to back. Mm-hmm. And it's like I said, man, if I can get into a book, I'll read it. Just like I just read the Satanic Bible pretty much front to back recently, and that's been about the only book I've read in the last 5 years.
Wow.
So.
It's a bold book take.
Yeah.
So I'm a big, I prefer audiobooks because I can listen to podcasts all day long, like my drive to work, my, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And I can listen to an audiobook. So it's basically just podcasts just telling me a story. So
yeah.
It's like, I prefer that rather than me like trying to fucking read it on paper.
Yeah. Well, to go back to podcasts and talking about, like, you know, listening to podcasts on the way to work or whatever, Trey actually said he's, like, I think he was on, like, episode 3 or 4 or something like that, my older brother Trey, and he's like, yeah, man, he's like, I just haven't had the time, not necessarily the time, but, like, the situation for me to start listening to a podcast, because, like, I only really listen to podcasts on my way to work,
mm-hmm.
and with all this coronavirus, like, he hasn't been really going.
Right.
So he's like, yeah, I'm just kind of, like, you know, I haven't had the time, or I'm stuck in episode 3, I'm like, that's weird, man, because, like, I listen to podcasts early in the morning, shower, whenever I'm doing chores, like, it's nonstop. When I'm at work, most of the time, if I can get away with it.
Right. I'm the same way. Becky takes a bath every night after dinner, and when she's in the bath, and when I'm not watching Banning and, like, entertaining Banning and stuff like that, I have my AirPods in, listening to podcasts. We're out doing yard work, listening to podcasts.
Perfect.
Mowing the lawn, podcasts. I'm taking a shower, it's on my speaker, podcast. Yeah. Like, it's... and I have a lot of them I really listen to, so I'm usually caught up most of the time, so I feel like whenever I have 6, 7, 8 podcasts, I'm like, oh my god, I have to fucking do something to
Me too. It's like it's a weird OCD thing of mine where I'm like, oh god, I gotta stay.
I'm like, oh god, this one has 3 new episodes, what am I gonna do?
I mean, Joe Rogan's out the door.
Yeah, Joe Rogan's, I just like, I don't know who that guest is, I don't know who that guest is. Ooh, that one's interesting, I'll save that one, I don't know who that is. Like, right now I have one, I'm like, ooh, the new Elon Musk one.
I'm gonna listen to it on
the
game.
It's a good one. My favorite, like, podcasts for me are very situational.
Right.
Because, like, I can just wake up and start listening to a podcast, but I get very bored of stuff very easily. So, like, music. Like, I'll listen to music for 20 minutes, and then I'll be like, I do not want to listen to another song, so I'll switch to podcasts. And especially, like, driving for work. You know, Monday I got to go from Reno to Winnemucca and back, and so it's like almost 6 hours in total of work just driving, and so it's just like podcasts get old quick, music gets old quick, and so like when I listen to podcasts, the ones I like the most are the ones like the Joe Rogan. It's like when Ari Shaffir, Bert Kreischer, and Tom Segura, like those four.
Dudes
hanging out, just like this. It's like those are my favorite ones.
Right.
And then there's a guy named David Goggins who's been on a couple times on his, and those are really good.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Hart's was all right, and Elon Musk's first one was badass.
Yeah, but yeah, like it just. Back to, like, doing routines and listening to podcasts. Like, my mother told me, like, the coolest thing. She's like, yeah, it's, like, become part of my morning routine is listening to you and Andy, or now, you know, Alex, too.
Right.
And I'm like, that is, like, that's why I wanted to
right,
do
yeah, because
like,
that's what we do
thing.
With other podcasts. So if somebody can
is doing that,
find it enjoyable enough yeah. for them to listen to us talk about shit and acid trips and
yeah.
fucking
it's
all
worth
that,
it.
Then, yeah.
Or, like, but...
And it's cool for the, like, the family members that don't live close to us, because we live... you know, four
right.
hours away from our family, so they can just hear what's going on in our lives or what our take is on certain things that
mm-hmm.
we probably normally wouldn't have talked about. Mm-hmm. So,
and I love finding out takes about people. I love finding out, like, what your favorite type of Dorito is, what your favorite type of, you know, I love just useless facts. So, like, when you find that stuff out, you're like, you fucking idiot, like, that's
right.
wrong, like, this is the correct answer.
Right.
You,
well, I think it says
that is,
a
this
lot
sparks
about
so much
somebody.
Debate.
You trying to say something, Luke?
Yeah, your takes on food and random facts, dude, does say a lot about people's personalities.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just interesting to, like, have, like, a little peek behind the curtain, you know, get a little more personal in someone else's life that you normally wouldn't in any other sense,
mm-hmm.
you know. Because I don't know about you. I know you're probably the most social out of all of us.
No.
No?
No.
Yeah,
very.
I was going to say,
Luke
you're not
is,
very social. I mean, you're not.
Luke is probably the most
really?
Sociable.
You could go up to
thanks,
somebody.
Fucker.
I figured you weren't that social.
I mean, going... Because Luke and I have been friends for a long time. And going to parties with Luke, as long as we've gone, it's like he's the one that starts the conversation with everybody.
Really?
And it's like, unless people start a conversation with him, it's like, I won't go
yeah.
out and just start a conversation.
Yeah, Alex is weird. He's
that's
like,
100% me.
Yeah, Alex is very, he's very sociable when he's like forced to be.
Right.
Right. Like, I know Alex to be very sociable, but he has to be like pushed into a situation where, all right, now I have to talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, there's no way I can't just sit in the corner with the dog. On the couch.
Oh, dude, like, when I go to parties and there's a dog, I'm out. Like, I'm
yeah.
on the couch with the dog.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's,
but, like, you shine when you are, like, you know, hey, like, this is my friend Alex, and then I go get a drink. I usually, when I come back, Alex is still talking, or, like, he's keeping the thing going.
Right.
Right? He's not like, all right, and then just sipping his red
well,
solo.
Well, I think if, no matter who you're talking to, it's like, if you can't hold a conversation with that person, no matter who it is,
mm-hmm.
it's like whether you like him or not, it's just like it's kind of not a must, but it's just like you gotta be able to hold a conversation,
because
mm-hmm. nowadays yeah. especially it's if you can hold a conversation through text, people value that more than holding a conversation in person.
Right.
Where it's like, I can't hold a conversation through text to save my life, but like in person, if the icebreaker is there, which most of the time it's Luke, then I can, you know, kind of keep the conversation going, but when it comes to me trying to break the ice, I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
That just makes me seem, because I'm thinking about my own personal interactions, I'm like, I am so socially awkward.
See, and you're not, though.
I
like,
am.
You're the same way.
Like, I am a social person when I'm around comfortable people. So I'm around my friends, I can be whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But if I, like, go and order a drink at Starbucks and someone's trying to, like, have customer service skills...
Yeah.
I'm like,
shut up.
I'm not like shut up, but I'm like, oh yeah, yeah. And I'm like super awkward about it.
Right.
And that's the bullshit. Is like, I am in customer service as my job,
yep.
so I can, hey, fucking redneck guy, like
yeah.
let's talk about
what was that
let's
guy, Jack Ivey?
Yeah, let's talk about fucking bolts.
Yeah,
like let's talk about like I can have a conversation about this steel weed eater for 25 minutes, but if someone barista at Starbucks is like, yeah, how's your day going? I'm like,
I think this has to do with, like, customer service skills is completely different from social skills, I guess.
Yeah, I guess
because
I think it's not genuine, and I think that's what you're picking up on.
Yeah.
Like, there's no point in this.
And I guess that's the thing, is I really hate small talk.
Yep.
Like, hey, how's their day going? I'm like, it doesn't matter. None of it matters.
Yeah.
Like, ask me what my favorite type of chip is, and I can go on for 25 minutes. You know, like,
yeah.
don't ask me, like, oh, hardly working or working on, like, the shit like that. Just small
yeah.
talk.
Just another day in paradise.
I just, yeah.
Dude, I can't
living
you.
The dream. I'm like, I just hate the
Shout
whole
out.
Small talk.
Yes.
Interactions that you're like
yes.
feel people are forced to have that is just it, like
I don't necessarily mind that when it comes to like customers and stuff like that.
Oh, customers,
because,
yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, customers is like one thing, you know, I like to have and conversations with customers, and that's why like I kind of with sports and whatnot, like I don't keep up on sports by any means, but like I'll keep up enough. So if I see to float along a conversation, you know, whether it be about March Madness, you know,
right.
I'll make a comment about Duke, or I'll make a comment about whoever, whatever college is doing all right. And then, you know, that'll spark a decent conversation throughout sports. And then, oh, like, you know, you had a good good human interaction. That person had a good human interaction with your company.
Right.
And therefore, it's going forward. But, yeah, just trying to meet somebody and then just sit there. Like, if I see a pretty girl and then walk up to him and be like, hey.
Yeah, that's not going to work, bud.
How you
doing? Well, that's the thing. If I see a pretty girl, I'm not my dumbass isn't walking up. I'm like,
I'm not walking up either. Because it's just like, what's going to happen? You're going to go up to, it's not like the movies.
Right.
You're going to go up and say, hey, like, how's it going?
It may be like,
can I sit next to you or whatever? She's not going to be cool with it at all. She's going to think it's weird. Doesn't matter who you are. And so it's just like, you need to build, you need to have some sort of like foundation with somebody. And I think that's like, with us or with, you know, people, like, I think back to when we go to like the movies to see Star Wars and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you're on your A game. Mm-hmm. And we're surrounded by people.
Right.
You know, but you're like just cracking jokes.
Well, and that's the thing, is because there's,
because you have a foundation.
Yeah, you're around all your friends, so you feel invincible. You feel like you can say or do anything. And you can be an idiot to this person over here who doesn't know you, but you're friends.
Yeah,
you're like, I don't give a shit about that person or what they think. That's
true. In my opinion, like, when it comes to customer services, like, it's fine to take a little bit of a beratement of like insults from a customer if it's about the company. Like, your company's trash, your company's like, okay, I understand. But as soon as you start attacking me personally, like, you fat, stupid, it's just like, okay, like, now I'm going to get you out of the store.
Right.
And if you continue, then we're both going out of the store.
Right, yeah, and there's people, like, obviously I have majorly stretched ears and, like, tattoos. And, like, people come in and they're like, oh, you're one of those fucking guys. I'm like...
Yeah, instantly judge,
And it's just like, it has nothing to do with the price of my stuff or anything. You're just, you look at me, you don't like me. Now you're going to say shit and I can't say anything because I'm behind this company, like, firewall, and I can't say anything I really want to say. And it's just, like, it's tough.
There was one guy at Western Nevada, and he's just shady as all hell. And he works for Dirty Plumber, and he owns the biz.
That's the company name?
Yeah. Dirty Plumber. And he is dirty. And he always comes in smelling like pot.
Right.
And just a scumbag. And he came in after hours, and he needed, like, a bunch of different parts, and I was there for only, like, 6 months. And I'm not a plumber, but, like, he thought, like, you know, and I'm not a salesman either, right? So we're just going through the warehouse, and he's getting pissed off at me, and he's, like, making comments, like, belittling me. And then, to top it all off, he tried to, like, pay with a check, and we only take credit card. And I didn't know, because, again, 6 months in, and so I took the check, and the check bounced.
Oh, jeez.
And, yeah, and I got in trouble, and I was just like, dude... Fuck that guy. Like, that's the kind of, like, where it's borderline whether you snap or not.
Right.
Or you say something back. You just say, get the fuck out.
Right. And then, like, you have that authority. Like,
yeah.
I could easily tell any customer who walks in the store, say, get the fuck out of here. Like, and there's times where people are on the phone, like, you order something. And right now, we're in a goddamn global pandemic, right? Shipping dates and shipping, all that accuracy is out the window with all this. Like, you can order something on Amazon with Prime shipping, it'll be here in a week and a half.
Right.
So if I order something from somebody on whatever day and they're expecting it to be here in 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 days and it's been 2 weeks, well, did you even fucking order my parts? I'm like, there's a global pandemic happening. He's like, well, I'm in the same kind of business you are. I just sell different stuff. So did you even order my parts? I'm like, so now you're just like blatantly calling me a liar without calling me a liar. I'm just like, at what point am I just like, you know what, fuck you. You can take your business elsewhere. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just had... a guy I work with, his name is Bryson. He's a little Mexican kid, was out pulling in one of the yards and seeing one of the will call girls helping a customer load some pipe onto their truck, and they were both struggling with it. So he walks up, he's like, hey, you know, can I help you? And it's a white guy, and so they help, you know, put the pipe on the truck and, you know, gets them all squared away. He just looks at him, and he just goes, not bad for a brown guy, and then walks away.
It's great.
And so there was some underlying, he wasn't all there in the head.
Right.
But it's still at that point, man, it's just like, what can you do?
Right.
Because if that were a regular, say, you know, 100% right in the head, squared away customer, it's like, how are you not supposed to snap on him?
Right.
You know? And just get super mad.
Right.
And your company, unfortunately, at the end of the day, especially the one we work for, is going to defend the customer.
Oh, 100%. Most companies like that will just try to avoid any sort of controversy. Which is some bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there are some instances where the customer service representative is 100% wrong. Like, last night on the way here, we stopped off in Winnemuck at the Flying J. And
You want to hear about a depressing ass, like...
Drive.
no, picture. Yeah. We were, like, in Winnemucca at that Pilot. It's midnight.
Yep.
12:30.
I go to that Pilot every week.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I'm there every Saturday. That's where I won 16 grand.
It was that Pilot?
It's the Pilot with, that has the Cinnabon in it.
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
It has, holy, like, a, shit. That's the one I always stopped
at. Casino, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you won it.
Yeah. Right in the same parking lot as McDonald's.
Yep.
Crazy.
Yeah. Huh.
Anyways.
But, anyway, yeah, so we bought pizza from this chick or whatever, and she was fine to me.
Oh, dude, I'll go into that story here in a second.
But, yeah, we were just eating pizza in front of the damn gas station.
In our car.
In the car.
Eating gas station pizza.
Yeah, just like, God, dude.
What, is that bad?
And then proceeded to get out and smoke a cigarette.
Oh. We're like, yeah. We're like,
she got out.
We're not hobos. Like, take away our car, and we're fucking hobos. We're homeless. Just
sitting in front of a gas station.
It's like you're homeless. You're just traveling on the road at midnight. Like, yeah. Like, who the fuck travels at midnight? Like, that's the problem. Yeah. If it was 2 in the afternoon, it's great.
Right.
Midnight paints a little more of the depressing picture.
Yeah, definitely does. And it doesn't help that I just look like a scumbag. I had a stained T-shirt, and had on gym shorts, and definitely hadn't been working out. So, yeah. But, yeah, that lady... So, the dude in front of us, he's a Indian truck driver.
Mm-hmm.
So, he doesn't speak a great English. You know, he had a thick accent. And he's over by their hot box that they have, like, onion rings and wings and stuff like that in front. And he's, like, trying to point to what he wants. And she goes, no, you come over to the register and order it, and I go grab it. He's like, okay. So, then he comes up, and he's like, I want this. And so, she goes, okay. She walks over, grabs it, and he's like, and she comes back. She's like, no, like, I wanted... Like, that's why I was trying to point it out. I wanted this specific one.
Right.
And she goes, do you want the one next to it? And he goes, yeah. And she, like, rolls her eyes and goes, like, it even matters. And just walks over, puts it back, and then grabs the other one. And, like...
And that's where it's like, no, you need to tone your attitude.
Right.
And, then, yeah, just rolls her eyes the entire time, signs super hard, and I,
Hold on, pause.
She forgot.
Yeah.
Actually, let's keep it on the podcast.
Keep it on the pod.
Just yell at her.
Look, this is why I told you to park on the street. Just listen to him. Just listen to a one, so...
That's what I was going to get into, too, is, like, family members, I thought, like, would be the biggest advocates. And some are, but most of them, like, don't.
Yeah, Eric Vogel hasn't heard a one. Becky hasn't heard a one.
So now I'm glad I asked who the fuck is she.
My boy Keith... Where's the episodes at?
I know, that's like John the Boots.
Where's
it's
the
like,
bit?
It's like the most unlikely.
He's dudes, like, I thought season 2 was coming out. I'm like, bro,
right,
you're like one of the greatest dudes.
Yeah.
Like, you have no idea. You've never met Luke or Alex.
Yeah.
You just started working here 3 months ago.
But this is your friend, though.
Yeah, well, we've been friends since we're like 12. Like, right. My longest running friend of all time. And, yeah, he's like, where's the episode?
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you're fucking caught up. You listen to it while you work. You're fucking asking questions.
Yes.
You're like,
John came
I come in the next day, and he's like, what the fuck? You don't like you like you love Chick-fil-A so much. Why? Like, I'm like, you retain the information and you ask people, like, yeah, that's the kind of people I want.
Yeah, John and I were walking into work and he just like threw his hands up. He's like, where the fuck's the episode? He's like, I've refreshed my app 6 times. There was no podcast. What am I supposed to do in my mornings?
Alright, anyways.
Here's what we're talking about.
Indian pissed off at the dumbass cashier lady.
No, he was super nice.
Oh,
like,
wow.
He was just like, not apologetic, but he was just like, thank you, I appreciate it.
Right.
And then I walk up, and, you know, I hand him my stuff. Yeah. And it's like, him being, like, I'm a trucker as well, so it's just like, I have more sympathy for him than I do for her. But granted, midnight shift at Flying J in Winnemucca, probably not the best place you can be in life.
Probably not getting paid through the roof.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so...
Especially when you got, you know, jackasses going in there. Dropping $10 and winning
with
16
grand.
Grand.
I'm sure that'll
you
put
a cash
twist
out.
Oh, yeah. Well, fuck that. I go in there and I buy, and I'm very friendly every week. There's always this one Cinnabon lady who's always super sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, hey, I'll take some Cinnabon.
Hey, it's me.
And I go in there and I only had $13, right? And I'm like, and I think it was because Benny pooped his pants or something. So usually we're only in there long enough to go to the bathroom, get a drink or something,
yeah,
get back on the road. It's literally 4-minute
mm-hmm.
time. So this time something took longer. Like, I think he pooped his pants or something, or he had to poop or something. So it was like, okay, well, it's going to be another minute. And it was during the playoffs. And it was the Chiefs versus the Colts. I'm like, ooh, I'm going to go check the score. And I go in there, and it's like the last 2 minutes of the game. And I'm, ooh, this is going to be good. So I had a 10 and some 3 ones in my pocket. And so I just go to the very dark corner of the fucking thing on some random ass machine, and I'm betting like $1.60, just fucking watching, not even watching my screen, just watching the TV. And I'm like, oh, I hit a bonus. I'm like, ooh, what am I going to win? You know, $14 on a $1.60 bet, like whatever. So I'm just letting this do its thing, and I'm just watching the TV, and it just goes off, and I'm like, oh, I won $160, cool. And then by that time, Becky came and she's like, you ready? We're ready. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, I want some money. And she's like, oh, you won. I'm like, I think it's 160. I'm like, no, that's 1600. She's like, Andy, that's 16,000. I'm like, because it's like,
you're like, where's the decimal?
It's like 1/6 some blah, blah, blah credits. And I'm like, trying to convert that over to how many, you know, pennies is that? I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm like, just frantic panic and, yeah.
And you didn't, did you get a check from them or did you have
to? No, I had to wait 3 hours because they're like, we don't have this money. That's what we didn't have enough money in the till, so we had to send someone down from Carson. And I'm like, okay. He's like, can you wait a couple hours? I'm like, nah, just fucking
mail it to me.
So I'm like, yeah, I'll wait. What am I going to do at Winnemucca on a Saturday night at 6 o'clock?
Were you going to or coming back?
We went there to pick him up and then we always come back with him. So I'm like, great, it's 4 o'clock, I have to wait 2-3 hours, and then drive 2 hours back to Elko. So I'm like, what am I going to do in Winnemucca for 2.5 hours? So we just went out to the Walmart and just walked around, and I that's when it, like, finally was like, oh my God, I just won a significant amount of money. I'm just like, oh, I can buy that, I can buy that, I can buy fucking 4 of those. And like, and at the time, I was like, I really want a TV, even before I won the money. I'm like, I want a TV, I want to upgrade my TV really bad. We just moved into a new apartment. I'm like, oh, this would be a good idea for a TV. And I don't know if they were just having really good sales on TVs that day, or if I was just in, like, in some euphoric high. I'm just like, oh my God, this TV is a great price. And so we're like, oh, fuck it. So I bought a Goonies shirt while I was there, and then we went to the McDonald's and just let Danny play in the play area until they called me. They're like, yeah, he's here. So then he came in with, like, this is my briefcase. And
really?
Like, pulled me in the back room. He's like, put it down. He's like, here we go. And he had one of those, like, little machine things. Yeah. So he put it all in. He's like, there's 2,000. There's 2,000. There's 3,000. There's 6,000. And he just hands it to me. I'm like, do you have a bag or anything? Like, I'm going to walk out later, dude.
Walking out with 2 flying J bags worth of cash.
So they grabbed me one of, like, the fucking paper brown bags. So I brown bagged it out the door. Huh. I'm like, I'm in a fucking trucking, what is it?
Truck stop.
Yeah, in the middle of Nevada on I-80. One of these fucking guys just saw what happened. Like, I'm going to get, and when we're driving home, I'm paranoid as fuck. Like, someone's going to follow us, off the fucking side of the road, kill us.
For and, 16 grand.
Right, and they don't know how much money it was, but, and they're like, we're paranoid. And I put it in my cupboard at home and, like, behind all this shit. And,
yeah,
it was just weird, but that was a weird derail. But anyways, your turn up for the cashier with the bad attitude.
Oh, yeah. So, just walk up to her, I'm like, how you doing? And she just goes, that's a dangerous question.
Isn't that the douchiest fucking...
That's just one of the most... Yeah.
I've never wanted to smack a woman more.
She's the type of person with that statement that wears pajamas to Walmart on a Saturday.
Dude, absolutely. There's like, that's the reason you're working at Flying J at midnight.
Yeah.
Like, that attitude right there. And I just kind of like do like, yeah. And it's just like... Yeah, dude, it's like... Like I said, I have a sympathy for drivers no matter who they are, so it's just like, this guy probably just drove 12 hours, 13 hours a day,
he just wants some
thousands of miles from home, he just wants this specific thing to get him through the night, and you want to be an asshole about it? Like, I understand you're in a shit, like, shit situation, but it's like, I've also been in shit situations, and you don't just get to be an asshole.
Right.
It's like, the customer's always right, it's not right all the time, it's just like, if he wants a specific onion ring, just give it the damn man a specific onion ring.
And if he's trying to point it out to you, fucking listen to his fucking what he wants.
Yeah. So I bought my pizza and got out of there.
She kind of threw that pizza too.
Did she?
That's
it. We're going back. Fucking.
She did it to you, and then she did it to me. Like, she'd put it in the container and just kind of like.
I didn't even notice that. I was still just steaming on the. That's a dangerous question.
I'm gonna use that from now on.
How you doing? That's a dangerous question.
Every time.
It's like, hey, you gotta go to the bathroom? That's a dangerous question. You wanna go to the movies this weekend? That's a dangerous question.
Speaking of going to the bathroom, have you ever in your life, not ever in your life, do you, when you have to go to the bathroom, specifically when you have to take a shit, are you like, oh, I gotta take a shit, and you can like hold it, and you're like,
you got the
right. Or is it like all of a sudden like you're just like doing your thing, you're at work, and all of a sudden it just hits you, and you're like, you have 15 seconds.
Dude. Okay, couple things. Yeah. Hold on before you go on your tangent. Because Alex is, we were talking about, it's his thing.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't clarify last night. Taking shits is my thing.
You said it last night on the way home. At
Winnemucca. Your own words.
At Winnemucca, I think you took a shit or somehow it came up and you're like, yeah, that's kind of my thing. but anyways, do you remember when Chi did that? That happened to him?
That is why I brought this up. I literally brought this up because I work next to Eric. And we're working, you know, he eats lunch at noon. And it's like 1:30 and we're just talking. All of a sudden he just gets this, and he like, and it's like he has 12 seconds before he shits his pants. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with your intestines? Like when you have to shit, you're like, oh, I gotta shit. Yeah. I gotta find a bathroom. Or I have 45 minutes before something bad happens.
Yeah, it's on your own terms.
He literally can be talking to me and just...
Yeah.
And, like, it has to go. I'm like, pale. Why? What? That's why I brought this up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... it's very circumstantial, I guess. I can have both in one day. Like, I can feel the need to shit at noon and not shit until 4 p.m.
Right.
Or I can, like, need to shit and... I have to be in a bathroom 10 seconds later.
See, and that's the thing. I don't think, and like, I don't have the greatest diet, as you know, and it's like, so it's, you can't blame it on the lack of nutrients and
right.
good food. Because I eat horrible food. I eat Mexican food probably more than one probably should. And like, I've never once in my life been like, oh my God, and like panic shit. Like,
I have as well.
I did yesterday.
Today?
Yesterday.
At the house?
No, it was at work. Like wrapping the pallet. I'm like, oh God. I just had to hop my fork and drive.
But I can even almost hold those most of the time where I'm like, oh.
Right. Yeah, where you're like, oh my God, it's coming. Like, I can like clinch it and like get to a point. But like, he like can be helping a customer and talking mid-sentence and like have to like, and like.
Take over.
And just taps it just in. Blows my mind. I'm like, is it, I don't know.
There was one time we were at a restaurant up in Reno called Peg's, and this was when he was on living, so he was on the carnivore diet, and we're sitting there, and she just dropped off our food, and he grabs his fork and knife and goes to cut into his salmon, and just goes, oh shit.
Oh yeah.
And then just like tenses up, and I was like, did you forget your wallet? And he's like, no, I gotta shit.
Yeah.
And just like sits there for a second, I'm like, there's a bathroom, no, I'm good.
Yeah, there was many.
And then just relaxes,
times.
And then just goes back. And I'm like, no, you can't just do that, and then just go to eating.
Yeah, we can't have a conversation now. You gotta fucking go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first time, like the clearest example I had was when I was in Rayleigh's, and I was like picking like things out, and I just like stopped. I did that in the aisle, and just did stuff. And I was like, I'm not gonna shit myself in the middle. Of,
just you know, like you aisle waiting for 14. Your mom to be like, you gotta take a poopy.
See now, after having these chickens, right? And since I'm a chicken father now. We go out there and we talk and we sit inside the coop and watch them and stuff. And just watching an animal like tense up and like either relax or like, oh, false alarm, like tense up and like take a shit. I'm like, I can't do that.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's just weird. It freaks me out.
It's probably not good for you. But also it's not good for you shitting like 4 times a day. Whereas my boy Alex here.
You shit 4 times a day?
It'll either be where I don't shit at all. Or I shit 5 to 6 times a day.
Which is
there'll be times where I've woken up at 9, and by 11 I've shit 5 times. And it just happens. Now
yeah, I'm worried.
Now my bowels, like I said, my bowels aren't great. I mean, as an adult, I've shit my pants 3 times.
Oh my God.
So, and I mean as an adult from like the time I can drive to now.
I mean like in the last like 3 years.
It has happened at least once a year for the last 3 years. And one of them was playing Fortnite. Dude, I was on the couch playing. A dude comes around the corner I didn't expect. I didn't hear him. Comes around the corner with a rocket launcher, shoots and kills us both. Scares literally the shit out of me. I just go, oh fuck! And just fucking wet diaper, dude.
See, I was expecting you're like, oh, I'm top 3. I don't want to leave, so I'm just going to try to hold it to get the win.
I placed 97th.
Yeah.
So it wasn't start even like, match. Start of the match. Another time, I just like sneezed wrong.
Jesus Christ.
And then, yeah, when I was, the first time it happened, I was like 17, I was riding my dirt bike and hit a jump and cased it. And just as soon as I hit, just filled my shorts. and it ruined my day. We had to go home.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
So, yeah, my bowels aren't the best. And so I'm sorry to anybody listening. It's gross. But, yeah, I haven't had the best go of it with bowel movements. So
number twos. Yeah, taking number twos. Deuces.
Yeah, I don't know what brought that up.
Well, now, before we leave this, I want to just say that, because my Aunt Missy, I just came from her house. Mm. So she wears onesies a lot. And, like, this was a couple weeks ago. I think she got food poisoning but for, like, 3 days, she couldn't keep anything down.
Right.
You know, she would, like, try to drink water because she was so dehydrated, and she would just puke it up. And so for, like, 3 days, she's like this, and she's in this onesie, her favorite onesie, and she's over the toilet, you know, puking. And, like, and she's, like, to the point where, like, she was telling me today, she's like, I couldn't, like, breathe. And it was just coming out of my nose, and I'm, like, gasping for air, but then I'm just projectile vomiting. And then she shit herself in her onesie.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's just, like, coming out both ends. And it was just a goddamn mess, and the kids are scared because they've never seen their mom like this before. And Lauren's like, Jesus Christ, like, what the fuck? They had to go to the ER because of it. And she's like, dude, I had the hottest doctor I've ever seen. And I had to tell him that I was peeing out of my ass.
Wow.
But, yeah.
I've literally been to that. Luckily, I didn't have the same ending. Like, it was when I got really bad heat exposure. Like,
heat stroke?
Yeah. And I was, like, in the hospital for, like, a day and, like, had to get, like, IVs and shit in me. And, like, the day after I got back, it was still all fucked up. And I'm, like, at what point, because you're throwing up, but then, like, eventually you throw up all everything you have. So that, at this point, you're just, like, kind of, like...
Dry heaving,
and, like, you're clenching super hard.
Yeah.
But your ass is, like, I can't clench this hard. And, like, there's a lot going on. So you have to decide, do I continue throwing up? Like, what's the bigger mess to clean up?
Mm-hmm.
If I put my ass in the toilet, I'm going to have to clean up, throw up, or get a bucket or, like, a trash can. Or I can throw up, and I'm like, I don't want to clean up shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I, like, stop throwing up long enough to, like, get on the toilet and, like, try to, like, throw up in the bathtub and, like, hit the floor. And it was just...
There's something about throw up that is just so funny.
Dude, that happened to me when I was, like, 13. I was, like, I had a super bad stomach bug, and I was taking such a violent shit that I got naked because that's just... I couldn't handle it. And so I'm sitting there and I'm like clenching, and then I'm just like, fuck. So I grab the trash can and I'm hugging the trash can, just it's coming out both. And I'm just like, Mom, I don't know what's going on.
Your mom comes in, you're just naked on the toilet.
He's actually like 17.
It was like last night, but it's not, that's whatever. But yeah, that's the worst, man. The worst. Now, public bathrooms, how do you feel? Like,
I will never shit in a... I will hold... Like, I had... When I was a kid, I had problems holding my shit in for, like, weeks. That, like, I had to have, like, medicine given to me so I would shit regularly.
Like, you would hold your shit in for
I would
weeks?
Hold my shit in for whatever reason when I was, like, 6, 7, 8, 9 for weeks.
So it wasn't that you were constipated. You just...
I feel like it started that way. So then once you eventually passed a shit, it would either hurt... Fuck, right. So you were just like, I'm not going to go through that, so I'll just hold it, kind of. And when you're 6 or 7 or whatever, you don't really know.
Yeah.
Right.
So I had to get a bunch of medicine. So I will hold my shit for weeks before I go in a public restroom.
Oh, okay. I was like, you still hold your shit for weeks?
No. I mean, I'm a grown-ass man who owns a house. Like,
he's like, I'm plugged up
like,
right
now. I can hold it for 3 hours if I needed to, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Me too.
Or even, like, say I'm in a... I don't know. Yeah, public bathrooms, no good for number twosies.
No, I'm pretty much the same way, unless it's like I gotta go. But for the most part, yeah. No, thank you. And it's usually like a bathroom, like the least used bathroom. Like at work, we have a bunch of different bathrooms. And I'm like, I'm not going to the one up front or the one that everybody uses on shipping, because I know just how gross and disgusting those are. I'll go to, like, the one that's, like, in the showroom that only a couple people use. Like, I'm super OCD even with the bathrooms that I pick. Whereas Alex is, like, the shipping bathroom right outside, like, in the shipping office where everybody goes, doesn't
Dude,
give a
I
damn.
I could give a damn.
Really?
A bathroom's a bathroom.
Really?
Bathroom's a bathroom. I, like, porta-potties I've used, way worse.
That was going to be my question.
I have.
Do you just pull up to the blue room and you're like,
yeah,
bathroom's
Yeah,
bathroom.
Dude, because like, well, because I mined for a little bit, and so like, blue room's out there, awful.
Right.
Yeah. And it's like, I worked on a construction site for 6 months, there was 300 guys and 4 porta-potties.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's good for the first 10 minutes. And it's like, if you got, like, you got to get over it because the nearest bathroom is 10 miles away. So you either going to mess your pants or you're just going to use the bathroom. And so it's just like, I'll clean it. Like, I'll go in there and if there's nonsense on the seat.
Which nine times out of 10.
All the time.
I'll get a good amount of toilet paper. I'll clean the seat and I'll make it clean for myself. And I won't use the doilies or anything like that. But, it's just, a bathroom's a bathroom, man. I don't care.
No way.
If I don't have the luxury of caring, like, I'm forced to use it, like, if you're out on the mine site or whatever, then I will. But it's like, if there are other options, or if I just got to wait 2 hours or 3 hours, I'll probably
Even if you have to wait. Say, like, you have to wait 4 days, I'll do that. Either you shit in this porta potty on the side of the road, or you wait 4 days, I'll wait 4 days.
Yeah, see, because I've taken a shit in the woods and used a beanie as toilet paper.
Right, I would rather take a shit in the woods than I would in a porta potty. And use my elements around me as
now. There's one bathroom at work that I won't use. It's called the Waterworks bathroom because it's in the Waterworks yard, and it is disgusting. It is the only bathroom that people exclusively use it to blow it up.
Yeah, it's like the one where like now there's number two.
People have done other stuff in there. Not going to talk about that.
Ooh.
But
it's
like if you know your shit is going to be so catastrophic that it's going to clear an office. You go in there because it's going to be that bad.
Right, yeah. We have that office. Like, right now, we have our office has one bathroom.
Yeah.
But we have the building next door that's for rent, that we rent out. And they have bathrooms in there. So, if it's going to be bad enough where you're going to fucking clear out the warehouse, you got to go next door. Or we're making you go to Red Lion or something. Yeah. You got to leave. And luckily, I don't know, it's...
See, it's so funny because it's like... Like, me and you have pretty similar views on bathrooms over, but it's like, we work at ETF where Big Mama would blow that son of a bitch.
Well, it's like currently right now at ETF, it's like Joe back from lunch, and he would blow it up, right? And then Eric has his moment where he, like, can't go, so he has to go literally seconds after Joe got off.
And you're just like, I just need to take a pee.
And I'm like, right now, I'm like, I will go piss in the yard.
Yeah.
In the public, open, anyone can see, like, and, just going in there, and it's just like, it's horrible, and you sit down, it's like warm on the seat, you wouldn't want to fucking die.
Yeah, I always hated having to, like, take a shit after Big Mom, because...
It's warm.
Because I would also see what she produced, because she'd always take pictures of her shit and send it to us.
Yeah, that was the worst. Yes. Cody and Stacy at the same time, like, would just send you photos, like, oh, it looks like a football, I'm like, nobody wants to fucking see it. Like, this one has, like, an arm, it's bigger than my forearm, I'm like...
Now, there is a bathroom. So I go to Truckee every couple nights, and their bathroom in their showroom has a heated toilet seat with a bidet and a dryer, and I will spend an excessive amount of time on that thing, man. Yeah. It's like, I just gotta pee, but guess what? I'm sitting down.
Yeah, see, if every public toilet had a bidet and, like, the luxury like that, then I'd
Would you want to use a public bidet, though?
Yeah. Why not? Usually most bidets have, like, a self-cleaning mode.
But, that just seems more dirty to me than a porta
potty. So you just turn it on the cleaning mode, and it'll clean itself. Any part that is worth worrying about, I feel.
Yeah, you're just getting sprayed.
I just feel like there'd be crusties.
Well, there might be, but that's
the
risk.
Because they get the one person that's
like... There could be definitely crusties without the bidet, and you're all about it.
Because it's just like, all right, like, bidet, I'm done. Oh, shit, boom, as the bidet's going, and it's just like, you can't clean that off. You can't clean off memories. So it's just...
Having a bidet is...
Oh, dude, when I get my house, whenever I, like, settle wherever I'm going to be, and, like, if I'm going to build a house, I'm getting a heated toilet seat with a bidet. I don't care how much money it is.
It's really not that
getting
much.
Getting it. I wouldn't imagine it is.
And that's the thing. I really wanted to go over a part of this podcast that, like, being a homeowner and what shit it is and how cool it is sometimes.
Yeah, I'm like, I lost my friend Andy because... Before we started this podcast, like, all you were talking about was your lawn, Christmas decorations, how important, like, the important things in your life now. I'm like, Andy's done.
Right. Before it was like, ooh, these Funko Pops and Star Wars. Look at this. They're all right here. I'm like, I don't give a shit about Funko Pops and Star Wars and all that shit. I care about my lawn not fucking growing and being the shittiest lawn in the yard. But no, I think even in a rental, buying a $60 bidet attachment you can put on your current toilet, game changer. It's a game changer.
See, I've never used... So, like, that bathroom I use in the showroom, that exclusively it has a heated seat, which is awesome, and it has a bidet. but I've never used it.
Why? Oh, dude, I don't know why. It will change your life.
I think people are scared of... Like, well, I think men are scared of, like, getting sprayed in the butthole. Yeah, and they're like, oh, that's gay. Like, oh. No, it's fucking glorious, all right? And, I'm a straight man. And right. I will say, if I go to a toilet that doesn't have a bidet, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Like, I go to work, I'm like, I'm wiping my ass a lot. Like a goddamn scumbag, like a peasant.
Yeah.
What is this single-ply bullshit?
Yeah.
I realized, because bidets have been around for a while, but, like, just recently, like, bidets have been coming up in conversation. Right. Like, whatnot, and there's some guys I listened to, and they brought it up, and I just realized how primal or primitive wiping your ass really is.
Yeah, seriously.
It's like, it's 2020, and we're just, like, because you're not cleaning. Like, it's really not that, like,
smearing, yeah.
But everybody does it.
And some people aren't as good at smearing as other people.
Right, and there's hairy people who have a lot of hair.
Yeah.
And so hairs. I feel with bidets, you're getting a lot more clean than you are.
Definitely.
And dude, it would help with like
hemorrhoids. Your asshole shower.
Because like, especially if you have diarrhea and you're wiping an excessive amount, it's just like you're tearing your ass up.
Yeah, chafing, all sorts of shit. It would help in a lot of senses.
It would get rid of manpons.
Refreshing is the best word to describe it.
Yes, dude. I am a new man when I walk out of that bathroom.
Seriously. And, like, people, like, due to the whole pandemic and the shortage of toilet paper, forced a lot of people to buy bidets online or whatever, and their lives have changed, too. So if you are a man, or even a woman,
this is a PSA.
Yes. Yeah. Fucking game changer. And get a bidet. I definitely recommend it to anybody. And obviously, you get what you pay for with bidets. Like, you could buy a shitty $40 one on Amazon. Well, that'll do the trick, but...
See, the one up there is, like, it has pulsating, it has oscillating, it has, like, pressure changes, you could change where the water goes.
Direction, yeah.
No, not temperature, unfortunately, that's the only thing you can't really change.
So, what's room temperature?
Yeah.
Or is it, like...
See, it's not freezing cold, but it's, like, it's like this water right here. It's like, if you were to bend over, and I would just, like...
All right.
Yeah. So, yeah, bidets are amazing. And it's, like, you just got to give yourself a little pat afterward.
Yeah.
Clean yourself up, make sure you're not getting wet shorts, and
all right, you might be getting a snap Monday. It's just my face.
I want video of start to finish of you're gonna the get use. Yeah.
I don't want the face, though.
I'll take it all.
But it's like, okay, so take me through it, actually. So, like, this bathroom or this toilet, it's even the one where it's, you don't touch anything.
Yeah, no.
You just put your hand right here, and it, like, flushes it. You walk next to the toilet and the seat comes like it's legit.
Okay, yeah.
Mm.
They don't have that. It's dude, like go, they put the all that money into that and you guys couldn't do an automatic toilet. Like I gotta flush it like a peasant, you know?
Yeah. But it has like this control center on the wall, which I know goes to like the bidet and it has all the oscillating and like all the features. But I'm like, this just looks way too I get overwhelmed. I'm I'm just gonna wipe my ass. Like that I think that's mainly what it is. But it's like where is the bidet? Is it, like, in the toilet bowl?
It's, like, against the back. Like, say the seat's here, you know, and you can lift the seat up and down. The bidet's, like, right here. So it'll come up through the seat.
Okay. Yeah.
Like that.
It's like a little wand, and it just, like, sticks out. And then, yeah, it either, like...
Well, it's all hidden, so you don't... So it doesn't get dirty. And then once you turn it on, it flips open, and it has the jets, and then it will shoot you, and then it'll come back down.
Yeah.
And then you turn it into cleaning mode. It basically turns itself... And then just sprays water in the part that you would shit on if you had diarrhea or whatever, and it cleans it all up and gets it all going. But it basically, once you turn it on, it flips open and then the jets shoot you.
Yeah,
I'm just worried I'm gonna get shot in the back or.
No, you just sit on like a normal toilet. Don't like burn it or you're like hovering or anything. Like just sit on the toilet like normal, and you'll be getting it.
I had a bad thought that like my shirt had fallen underneath the seat. Right. And I was like, I'm getting my shirt wet.
Right.
And it luckily I hadn't. And I was like, well, if the shirt's been back there, there's more I gotta worry about than a wet shirt.
If you know how to sit on a toilet, you'll be just fine.
So you're telling me you don't poop in the tank?
I mean, you don't take an upper decker?
I have a few times, no. But yeah, definitely, especially if you're gonna build a house. Like I said, even if you're renting, get an attachment for $60-$80 on Amazon. They got some really good ones. And it's still, I mean, you still get to live that
life. Rich life.
It's not even a rich life. It's just a nice life you want to
live.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.